Good morning, everyone. This is the February 7th meeting of the Senate Finance Committee. We have one bill on the agenda, Senator Champion, Senate File 26. And just a reminder to Senator Champion and the committee that we're here to focus on one provision in the bill, Senate Section 8 particularly. But go ahead and briefly explain the bill and the need for the money.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you to the committee for the opportunity to speak to you briefly about Senate File 26 and also House File Number 28. The bill is affectionately known as Restore the Vote. What it simply does is allows for individuals who are living in our communities who are on felony probation and not incarcerated to vote. It changes Minnesota Statute Section 609.165, where right now, if individuals on felony probation, they can't vote until they're off probation. As you know, that we live in a wonderful state, and one of the things that is true about our state is that we have long probationary sentences. So people who are raising families and paying taxes, living amongst us, and there was a decision made by the judiciary that they should live amongst us, and our neighbors are disenfranchised and not able to vote. So this bill just simply gives them that right, that civil right to vote if they're not incarcerated. And as the chair so eloquently articulated, a part of the bill requires a notice of restoration of voting, both from if a person is coming out of the judiciary, but specifically also with the Secretary of State, where they have to publish some information, put some things on the website. And so the fiscal note that you have in front of you, which should be both from the Senate file and House file, that will sort of tell you that there's work that the Secretary of State's office needs to do, and that the fiscal note will resource them to be able to do this important work. I have with me Ms. Freeman from the Secretary of State's office, who can walk through what that need is in the event that you need that information, Mr. Chair. So with that being said, that's the bill in its totality. I'm having difficulty with this word.
Close enough.
Well, you know what I'm saying. But the whole idea is that that's it, and whether we like it or not like it, we're only here to deal with the fiscal matter, and that's it. And I'll be happy to answer any questions, as well as my testifier, Ms. Freeman.
Sure.
So, Mr. Chair, do you want Ms. Freeman to walk through the cost for the Secretary of State's office?
Ms. Freeman, very briefly walk through the cost, otherwise we could have Mr. Nauman do it. Go ahead.
Sure. I'm Nicole Freeman, Office of Secretary of State, Government and Regulations Director. So the costs are just limited to online voter registration templates, as well as other online tools and materials that will need to be updated to reflect this change in statute. And so it's programming costs and work for our IT and election staff to update things as needed on the website.
And it looks like the corrections department had no costs or anything. Mr. Nauman, any other additional comments?
Mr. Chair, in the fiscal note in front of the committee, the office has identified a total of $20,000 of costs. The office has indicated that it can internalize or absorb $5,600. So the fiscal effect is a $14,000 general fund appropriation in fiscal 23.
And Mr. Chair, I think it should be clear that this is a one-time appropriation. This is not ongoing. It's only for the one time. And I'm sure that Mr. Nauman can confirm that for me.
Are there questions from the committee? Senator Dames.
Mr. Chair, I don't have a question, but I do have an amendment, the A1 amendment.
While the amendment's being distributed, do you want to explain the amendment?
Yes, I will, Mr. Chair. What this amendment does is that it allows the felons to vote after the individual is released from incarceration and has paid all court fees or fees related to their felony. So it adds the piece of paying the court fees and any fees related to the felony prior to getting the right to restore their right to vote.
Senator Champion on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Daines, for the A1 amendment. Members, I'm asking you to vote no on the A1 amendment, even though this is not within the purview of this body. This is something that should have and was dealt with in judiciary, so it should not be dealt with in this body. But let me also just say this. What this amendment really essentially does, it says the haves should be able to pay their fines, and therefore they can vote, and the have-nots not. So we are not trying to create a poll tax. We're not trying to create barriers for individuals to vote. And for those reasons, I just ask the committee to vote no on the A1 amendment.
Senator Pratt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Senator Champion, I guess I want to be careful about how we present this. You know, custom and usage has been the finances last out before the floor, and we've given wide latitude in the past, and I continue to oppose Senator Champion's position that we only be looking at the financials. I'm also really concerned about calling this a poll tax. I think that's extremely charged language as well. The idea here, Mr. Chair, is that Senator Champion has said, you know, on previous occasions, this is to make sure that someone gets a chance to vote after they've served their time. Well, their penalty, their financial penalty, their obligations and fines and restitution are part of that penalty. And I think this is an extremely fair way to say that, you know, someone needs to serve out and comply with the majority of their sentence and their punishment before they get a chance to do this. I mean, you know, they have done a serious offense that has caused them to be incarcerated, removed from society for a period of time, and I get where we're trying to integrate them, but part of that is making sure that their debt to society, for lack of a better term, is covered. And I think this is a good amendment, and I would urge members to vote in favor of it.
Senator Pappas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So I would oppose the amendment. It really creates a double standard. Like, citizens who hadn't been incarcerated, if they haven't paid their parking fines or they haven't paid their child support or they have some other kinds of debts, their right to vote isn't taken away from them. So I really think that this is unfair and would oppose it.
Further to Senator Pratt.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, but you know, I would remind Senator Pappas that we do other types of things when those fines and debts aren't paid. If someone's not paying their child support, we garnish their wages. We remove their ability to drive. If you fail to pay your taxes, we can foreclose on your property. So there are other ways of collecting that punishment that I think are more in line with the crime that's done. And Mr. Chair, I would remind you that all those examples that Senator Pappas mentioned were not felonies. And they weren't crimes that rose to the level that somebody needed to be incarcerated for a period of time. So I think I don't think there's a double standard. I think it's a reasonable standard to say that we treat these crimes, these punishments differently.
Senator Champion.
Mr. Chair and to Senator Pratt. Senator Pratt, thank you for your comments, but let me say that I don't care how someone couches a matter, if it's what the outcome looks like. And even if you think in terms of someone's child support and that you take their license, that's only if they're behind in their child support and they're not paying it. No matter what you put forward, then the analysis falls short. We do not usually take away someone's right to vote, which is the basis of our democracy. And when we create the tiered systems, what we are doing is creating a pathway where someone who's much more and better resourced than someone else has the ability to take advantage of voting, while someone else who may be paying their restitution, who may be paying their monthly restitution, there's a mechanism already in place for if someone completes everything, and they still have that restitution there. And so let's also correct something else. An individual who is going to take advantage of House File 28 and Senate File 26 is someone who's living in our community, is not incarcerated. There's been a decision made about that. And one's ability to vote should not be based on their financial ability. That is not what we do, and we are trying to create a bright line because we want all voices to be heard when they go to make a decision about elections. And last but certainly not least, a person is still on probation. Simply by passing this law or this bill does not mean that they're absorbed of paying restitution or doing any cognitive skills training, whatever they have to do. They're still on probation, but taking their right to vote is not something that we should do. We should encourage them to vote because when individuals are involved in pro-social activities, all the data already suggests that there are better outcomes. So, members, I'm asking that you vote no on the A1 amendment.
Further discussion on the Dames A1 amendment. Senator Dames.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and Senator Champion. I'm surprised that you didn't accept my amendment, but I guess that's not going to happen today. But I do disagree with your philosophy on this, and so I do ask the committee to vote in favor of this amendment.
Further discussion? If not, all those in favor of the A1 amendment say
aye. Mr. Chair, roll call, please.
Roll call been requested. Staff will take the roll.
Chair. Senator Marty?
No.
Senator Friends? Senator Pratt?
Yes.
Senator Champion?
No.
Senator Dames?
Yes.
Senator Dreheim?
Yes.
Senator Eichhorn?
Aye.
Senator Muhammad?
No.
Senator Murphy?
Nope.
Senator Pappas?
No.
Senator Westrum? Senator Wicklund?
On a vote with 4 ayes and 5 nays, the motion does not prevail. Is there further discussion on the bill? If not, Senator Dreheim.
Thank you. I would like to offer the A2 compromise amendment.
Senator Dreheim offers the A2 amendment, and while it's being distributed, Senator Dreheim, go ahead and explain it.
Thank you, Chair Marty, and thank you, Senator Champion, for bringing this bill forward. Pretty straightforward amendment, members. It offers a compromise to a 2-year from release of incarceration. Pretty straightforward.
Senator Champion on the A2 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Senator Dreheim. To the A2 amendment, I'm asking for a no vote. Here's why. It has been very clear that there needs to be a bright line so that there's clarity as to when an individual can vote and not vote. When we do carve-outs and delays, it only creates more, not just consternation, but confusion. And not to mention there's already been a decision, one way or the other, by the courts, by looking at the case and looking at a cross-section of information to determine what should happen to a person. And so, again, it goes back to the notion of democracy, voting, and opportunity to vote. So it's for that reason, those reasons, that I'm asking the committee to vote no on the A2 amendment.
Senator
and lastly, even though this is something that, again, was dealt with in judiciary, so even though Senator Pratt said that there's some a liberal approach, I'm not quite sure where he got that from, because Julie Rosen and others would never allow this to happen because that is the work of the judiciary. So that's my recollection. I've been on finance for quite some time, and I know exactly what has happened. But if we're going to go this way, it's fine. I'm just saying this goes outside of those bounds, and I'm asking the committee to vote no on the A2 amendment.
Senator Dreheim on A2.
Thank you, Chair Marty. And I'll make this quick. I think 2 years is pretty simple, pretty straightforward, easy to follow, and I urge a yes vote.
Further discussion, if not on the A2 amendment, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion does not prevail. On the bill, if no further discussion, Senator Champion moves that Senate file, House File 28 be recommended to pass. On that motion, any further discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. And with that, Senator Champion, you did get it done in less than a half hour.
That is true.
With that, the committee is, we're not
Mr.
meeting
Chair,
tomorrow, right?
Nope.
We are still scheduled to meet on Thursday, but not tomorrow.
Thursday, but not tomorrow.
And we only have the one bill up on Thursday because we're within the 72-hour notice.
That's my understanding. We only have one bill up on Thursday.
Thank you.
And with that, this committee is adjourned.